And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 19th of April, 2017. It's the anniversary of the beginning of the American Revolution at the battles of Lexington and Concord, fought on this date in 1775. 700 British soldiers had marched out from Boston to seize the colonials' military supplies and to try to capture John Hancock and Samuel Adams, who were in hiding. This was the march that Paul Revere was waiting in Boston to signal which way the British would come, as Longfellow wrote in his famous poem, "One if by land, and two if by sea, and I on the opposite shore will be, ready to ride and spread the alarm through every Middlesex village and farm, for the country folk to be up and to arm." The British regulars arrived in Lexington at about 5 in the morning. They found 77 colonial militiamen waiting for them. Ralph Waldo Emerson wrote his Concord hymn about it. "By the rude bridge that arched the flood, their flag to April's breeze unfurled. Here once the embattled farmers stood and fired the shot heard round the world." Nonetheless, the American militia lost that brief battle, but in Concord there was a larger force of colonials waiting, and though the British did destroy the arsenal, they were forced back to Boston under heavy rifle fire, and by the end of the day, the Revolutionary War had begun. It was on this day, 1824, the poet Lord Byron died while fighting with the Greeks in their war of independence from Turkey. He died of disease, not from warfare, but nonetheless Greece proclaimed him a national hero. And to this day, Byron is still a popular name for boys in Greece. It's the birthday of the diarist Sarah Kemble Knight, born in Boston, 1666, who in 1704, she took a journey on horseback from Boston to New Haven and kept a very precise journal of her travels, which remains now one of the best documents and chronicles of how people lived back in the 18th century. And it's the birthday of John Agee, born in Nyack, New York, 1960, author of books for children and also a book of palindromes, phrases that read the same forward and backward. The title of the book was "Go Hang a Salami, I'm a Lasagna Hog." It came out in 1991. Here's a poem for today by Robert Bly, "People Like Us," for James Wright. There are more like us. All over the world there are confused people who can't remember the name of their dog when they wake up, and people who love God but can't remember where he was when they went to sleep. It's all right. The world cleanses itself this way. A wrong number occurs to you in the middle of the night. You dial it. It rings just in time to save the house. And the second story man gets the wrong address where the insomniac lives, and he's lonely, and they talk, and the thief goes back to college. Even in graduate school, you can wander into the wrong classroom and hear great poems lovingly spoken by the wrong professor, and you find your soul, and greatness has a defender, and even in death, you're safe. A poem by Robert Bly, "People Like Us," from his collection Stealing Sugar from the Castle, published by W.W. Norton and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.